The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, Colin, Brian, and I make dumb excuses for not recording an episode in a while. Plus, the Lego movie. One of us loved it, and the other two are big doo-doo heads with no zest for life. Everything is awesome. I'm Sean Holmes, and you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because you're boldly going nowhere.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, man. Yeah, that's how I do it. Yeah.
You know what I love about that, Sean?
You know, yeah, I got to pat your chest like this.
He said, kick the fires and light the tires. You know, that's a Harry Connick Jr. line, not a Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
That's Harry Connick Jr. in Independence Day. That's not Matthew McConaughey, dude.
Oh, sorry. I keep getting older. They stay the same age.
There you go. That's
better. All right. We're just going to run around the block without our shirts off. Yeah. Sounds great.
So, it's been a while since we recorded Boldly Going Nowhere.
So, are we actually on the air?
Yeah. I record.
Yeah. That's what we normally do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think I'd get used to that, but never.
You think you would. It just jumps on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a puma.
Puma.
Like a puma.
A perma.
Like a permer.
A permer.
So, okay, here we have myself, Sean Holmes. We have Colin Kakamas.
Hi.
And then there's a Brian. There's a Breon Massey.
Hey, what's happening?
They're sharing mics right now.
Breon.
Breon.
Hold it in front of my face like that, Colin.
Oh, yeah.
I'll hold it when I damn well see fit to. Anyway.
Oh, so controlling.
So, yeah. Mm. Yeah, really. Yeah, we haven't recorded an episode in a while just because mainly because we haven't been living. I haven't lived in the same place, and it usually revolves. No, I say that podcasting revolves around me, but usually it does in terms of where I live. That's where we kind of record.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like you've been living on a couch the last couple of months.
Yeah. Which I'm thankful for the person I stayed over. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Great.
But you're probably more thankful to be sleeping on your bed again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm poor, but I'm independent. And it's great.
And that's what's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds very much like my situation right now.
Yeah.
I've just sunk, what was it? Let's see, 400 plus 600. So I've sunk at least $1,000 into a place that I don't have no furniture in yet.
Freedom ain't cheap.
Freedom isn't free.
Freedom ain't free.
Freedom costs folks like you and me.
Freedom costs a bigger fan.
Anyway, but no. Yeah. Yeah. Keeping it classy with the Team America reference.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Definitely.
No. But, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're now... Like, I think with the exception of... No, actually, every single member of Castwave Studios is now at their own place. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, Jordan was always at his own place, but you and Zach have just moved in together.
Yeah.
Brian and I have just moved in together.
Yep.
Also, Andrew got his own place, and Denby's living with him.
Yeah.
And then Sean Murphy has got his place in Columbia.
Moving on up.
Moving right along.
To the east side.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. See, we were just doing it. You were just speaking it white.
Singing in the background.
I like that song, dude. You start singing that song, I'm going to start singing it.
Brian wants to sing the song.
Brian likes singing.
About the Muna and the Juna.
About the Muna, the Juna, and the Springer.
No, but I will admit, living on your own... Once you've had that taste of freedom, you don't want to go back to living on your parents' couch.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing, and here's the other thing. Great weight loss plan. Move out of your parents' house. Dude, you'll drop the weight so quick. I mean, you just started, Brian. Brian, you're going to lose the pounds like nobody's business. Why?
Because there's not fruit around. What's in the fridge is what you pay for.
Actually, that's not necessarily true, because he's technically paying for his parents' food. quit slapping it with the hand. I just want to hold the mic. God.
For visual reference and audio podcast.
Colin's a dick.
Brian went to go grab the microphone, and he just slapped him like a cat going up there, like food or something. Like a dog.
But this past paycheck, I just spent $600 on the rent, and then I spent, $200 for them, and I'm like, hey, I'm broke, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Bullshit. It is bullshit. I agree.
Bullshit.
Womp. Womp.
But yeah, that's definitely like, oh, we're not, there's not lasagna as soon as you come home from work, like leftover or whatever in the fridge. Like.
I will say this much. You know what I like about my place now? We have like electric stoves.
That's
instead
nice.
Of gas stoves. So we never have to worry about it blowing up.
That was the worry. Here's the thing about the good thing about gas, it was instant heat. Mm-hmm. And I liked it that way.
That's
and
good.
It's great if you're cooking like, you know, just real quickly. Something.
Interestingly enough, like we've got like old school radiators in all of our rooms.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I saw them. They like yeah. Usually their temperature fluctuates between off and 92 degrees. If you want it really hot, or nothing at all.
Yeah. Well, and see, the thing is, I will admit, it's been nice this winter, like or this last few weeks, like when we've gotten that freak snowstorms.
Yeah.
Like I would walk in like to drop boxes off, and it would be like 70 degrees. I was like, oh, this is so wonderful.
What's with the snow? Go home, polar vortex. You are drunk.
I don't get it. Yeah, it's
like it.
Like
it
right
curves
now, it's,
around.
It was like flurrying when we got here.
I mean, the weather that should be for polar bears technically is being sent towards us, and I don't like it. The polar bears can have their weather. I'm done.
But so yeah. So, interestingly enough, while we were moving up here this weekend, I had like 3 movie passes, Sean, and. A lot of people have been referring this movie to me, but we went to go see the Lego movie.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm. I loved it.
It's all right.
Yeah, I think it was over. Like the reason why your impression dictates that it was okay. Probably because it was overhyped.
I mean, let me put it this way. It's like the way everybody was talking about this movie. It was the greatest damn thing since sliced bread, right? Like, I remember walking out of the Haven yesterday, and I asked somebody's opinion on it, and they were like, it's a really good movie. It's really funny. If somebody goes to that movie and doesn't like it, if they don't like fun, and they're dead inside. I'm like, okay, right on. So I'm sitting down expecting this, you know, cornucopia of just...
awesomeness.
Right? And I'm just like, okay, this is interesting concept, but I mean, it's nothing we haven't seen before.
Well, here's the thing, yeah, stop motion animation's been around since forever, but there is a couple of scenes in there, like the scene with like the water, like that will all was animated, with Legos. They had people had to piece that together.
That's, I'm not saying in any shape or form that it's not a very well animated film. I'm just saying that I've seen movies do the concept that they're going for. I see movies do it better. Like, for instance, Toy Story.
Well, it's computer animation. You're comparing CGI to stop motion.
No. Everyone's thinking, that's the thing. Everybody's thinking I'm comparing the animation styles. I'm not. I'm saying that the story in, say, Toy Story is very similar to...
Oh, so you just didn't like the plot.
Well, I mean, yeah, and that's the thing. It's like it's the Avatar argument again. It's like, yes, it's very pretty, but it's like I've seen this shit before, and I've seen it done better.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that also part of the reason why you might not have liked it is the fact that they're throwing so much stuff at you that, like, you know, it's by consensus. Oh, everybody likes this. Look, it's Batman. Look, it's Superman. Look, it's Morgan Freeman. And it's like, yeah, they're doing all this cool stuff, but it's just kind of coming off as, like, phoning it in. It just felt like that.
I will admit, I think we had this discussion last night. It's like they introduced like all these characters and then like used maybe like 10% of them at the most.
Like they did nothing with them.
Here's the thing:
they did nothing with these characters almost.
Here's the thing: you don't go to a Lego Movie for story. You go there to. That's the thing. I'm not expecting great story out of a Lego Movie. I'm expecting me, reimagining my childhood with imagination and like, you know, telling these kids, hey, you don't have to follow the directions on the box.
Well, if that's the case, then why don't you just go play with the Legos? You could probably buy a decent Lego set for the amount you had to pay for your movie ticket.
Small Lego set. Legos are expensive now.
But I mean, you see the point I'm trying to make here. It's just like, everybody was saying that this is the greatest goddamn thing to ever grace the screen, and I'm just like, okay, this is a very well animated film. I'll give you that. But
you didn't like the Star Wars reference?
Yeah.
No, of course I like the Star Wars reference. I'm just saying it was basically an episode of Robot Chicken animated with Legos. That's all it was. Which, honestly, now looking back on it, is extremely depressing.
A little bit.
Way to go, Sean. You made me depress myself over there watching this movie.
I mean, it's funny because, like, you look at the credits for that movie and it's like, oh, look, they got Anthony Daniels to be C-3PO. Cool. But it just kind of went nowhere. I mean, yay, it's Star Wars. But again, it's.
I liked it. It kind of
went nowhere.
It clicked with me. I guess it didn't click with a lot. Like, maybe, I guess it didn't click with you.
Legos.
It clicked. Ha. Pun. Pun. Hashtag it's a wonderful life.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you this much. There are two things in that movie that I did really, like, genuinely laugh at. Like, I actually got, like, genuine enjoyment out of. One was Batman's music. Darkness. No parents.
Continue darkness.
Continue darkness.
Yeah. No, I was like, I literally, when we got out of the theater, I was like, we found Brian Massey's new theme song.
Yeah. Darkness.
I mean, seriously, if they had just been like, my parents are dead, it would have been perfect.
Yeah. And then the second bit was at the end of the film, spoiler alert, you know, Will Ferrell's in the movie and him and his son are making up and everything. And he's like, well, now that I'm letting you down here, I have to let your sister down here. What? And then you just see, like, you see everyone in the Lego world is like, oh, yeah, we did it, blah, blah, blah. And then, like you just see these aliens come in. Like, we are from the Duplo galaxy, and we are here to kill you all. I was like, what?
I mean, it was literally just like, we are from Duplo. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, I was wondering how they were going to convert the Duplos into
Duplo,
the movie.
Yeah.
Duplo.
Oh, no, the kid line.
I'll admit, I cracked the hell up at that.
I cracked the hell up when they revealed this is Middle Zealand.
Hey. That was all right.
That was funny.
I can't wait for Taco Tuesday. Can you?
Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll admit, every time somebody mentioned Taco Tuesday, they flipped out.
What about the cloth of Bandaid?
That one was...
Or the knife of Exact Zero.
Everything is...
That was kind of dumb. Oh God, that song.
That song. Here's the thing. That song. I don't think you appreciate the full satire that is that song because
it's
copying and pasting basically what's everything wrong with music today and like condensing it into like this high syrup like this.
I get the joke.
We get it, Sean. We get it. Believe me,
Just after the first eight times they played it in the movie, it just got irritating.
I liked it.
Message received. Okay. Mainstream media is bullshit. Moving on.
But it's hitting you with a monotony that is radio.
If I wanted that, I would listen to the radio. I get it.
Well.
Well,
I mean, it's. Yeah, I think Brian put it the best when we walked out of the theater last night. It was a good movie, but now I'll never need to see it again.
Well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like, a lot of the movies I go and see in the theaters, you know, eventually when they come out on DVD and stuff, I buy them because I want to watch them again. Lego Movie, I've seen it. I don't think I need to see it again. I think seeing it on the smaller scale would actually downgrade the experience.
I'm just gonna wait for my roommate to buy it, honestly.
Since this is technically BGN at the movies, can we get a rating from you two on this one? Like, what do you think?
Hey, that's a good idea.
I don't know.
How are you? All right.
All right, Sean, what do you give it?
I give it a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5?
Yeah. It did pretty well in my book. Excuse me, 4 out of 5 craggles.
All right, out of 5. I give it a 2.75 craggles out of 5.
Okay.
I mean, I can, again, it was very well done.
Didn't really stick with you, huh?
Huh?
Never mind. Go ahead. Craggle, stick.
Go ahead. I mean, again, it was a very well animated film, but again, it brings up that, it's very well animated, but if you have no substance behind it, it's like, it's just a bunch of flashing lights and noises for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it's got to have at least.
To be fair, it's one of those movies that doesn't hold up in terms of it can't do it on its own merit. It goes on.
It's got to bleed off of like 90 other franchises just to get you to pay attention for the entirety of the movie.
If anything, this movie made me appreciate Pixar movies that much more because it was like
spoiled with Pixar.
Yes, we're spoiled with Pixar, and this was a very. Excellent diorama into like, okay, here's what happens when you have excellent animation, but you have no story behind it. And this is what makes me think, okay, yes, Pixar is really on the ball and they should get all the money, period, for whatever the fuck they're doing next. Because
like John Lasseter, basically.
Basically, because those guys come up with them excellent stories. That's all.
John Lasseter is like, that's the king.
Yeah,
he's the king of the story.
I mean, yeah,
he spends all his time in pre-production.
Yeah, that was the thing. Brian and I were having this discussion last night after getting out of the movie. I was just like, yeah, it was an all right movie, but honestly, I've seen these ideas conveyed better before.
Yeah.
Toy Story, like The Incredibles, blah, 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 blah.
I think this is the most perfectly crafted, most like, by committee, perfectly crafted movie for kids.
Right.
Okay. If you want a movie that you're going to sit your kids in front of and it's just like, have fun, there you go. For me, though, it's like, if I had kids, I'd be like, I'm going to throw them in front of something else. Like
I'd watch it. I'd watch it again, but I'd be doing laundry or something else. But I'm not saying I'm like, I sit down, get my bowl of popcorn, and watch the movie. No.
It's not going to have my attention.
That's why I give it a 4 out of 5. Yeah, it's not something I'm looking for as perfection.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something that, like, I can do something... Like put together like a puzzle, or sitting on my laptop, kind of like browsing the internet, and then look up every once in a while, Han Solo, and then go back to what I was doing.
But see, that's the thing, Sean. That's why I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. Is because let's be honest here,
it was hyped up to something
you should watch
it every day. Yeah,
even yourself, you said that. Like, oh yeah, I'll put this movie on, but I'm doing something else to actually keep my attention while I'm watching the movie. It's like that defeats the purpose of the movie.
I don't know. I think different movies have different purposes, and that kind of shelves it into that. I mean,
maybe it's just when I go to see a movie, I actually want to be, I want the movie to keep my attention.
Do you think we should have seen Monuments Men last night then?
Honestly, now I'm really wishing we had actually gone and seen Monuments Men instead. I mean, maybe that's just me. That was the thing.
Con, do you need like a palate cleanser? Do you need to go and watch Congo? Or at least the clip, then you'll... Go to eat my sesame cake.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
You need like a palate cleanser.
That would probably make me feel better. I think that's what I'm gonna do.
For the firstborn, I'm the Rothschild. I am Tim Curry in the weirdest role you'll ever see.
Right, and that's the thing. That's saying something, knowing Tim Curry's roles.
It was weirder that I'm a sweet bum last night,
Yeah, Tim Curry playing a Romanian philanthropist is creepier than him playing a Transylvanian transvestite. Yeah.
Just the way he popped up, and then the expression of the two guys are just like, "Did you see him come in here? No, I didn't. How do you get here?
I will pay for Emmett to go home. And you are Erkamahomolka. Oh, God.
You are.
Love that movie. Love that movie. Yeah, you know what? Now I'm going to go watch that. That will be my palate cleanser for the Lego movie.
The awfulness that is Congo. The awfulness that is Congo that you could enjoy so ironically.
If you can't get everything as awesome out of your head, go watch Congo for an hour and a half.
That would totally get that out.
Yeah, because and then we'll get stuck in your head like, Amy, friend, stop, leave them alone. That's not doing anything.
Bad touch.
Diamonds, laser. What? How did you do that? Diamonds don't make lasers.
I mean, seriously, this movie.
I'd be very afraid of the De Beers Corporation.
Yeah. You know what I noticed? Congo is like seriously was like 20 minutes away from turning into Jurassic Park with monkeys. I was half expecting Jeff Goldblum to show up and just like start romancing Laura Dern. I mean, not Laura Dern. What's her name? Laura Linney.
Yeah.
Laura Linney. Yeah. Anyway, but I mean, aside from that, you know, it's funny. Like, we go off the air for a little while, and then opportunities just pop up left and right, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, for those of you who don't know, when we moved, you know, there's a lull period between MAGFest and then, you know, normally the summer season when we start going to conventions again.
Widely known as post-MAGFest depression.
Mm. Well, actually, surprisingly enough, we actually found a couple of events that might be of interest to some of you.
All right.
Well, we have Yuri's Night. Celebration.
Yeah.
Yuri. It's a celebration.
Get off the table, Yuri.
It's the celebration of the first manned space flight. And honestly, it's a kick-ass party. We go every year. Mm. It's just like nerds, alcohol, you know, burlesque. Space.
Yeah.
Burlesque, surf
rock.
When
is that, by the way?
April. It's actually on April 12th this year.
I can make that.
Yay!
Because it's a Saturday.
My new job. I'm getting a new job. I have a new job. So, and I can actually go to that.
That's right. You can.
I get my Saturdays back. I can start, you know, socializing like a human being. Instead of being the retail dog.
Well, that's the best thing about it, because I actually know where Sean's going to work. It's while you're, because you're going to be in training then, right?
Yeah.
Which means you're Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's nice.
Right, so...
Like I can earn a third year. Well, 9 to 6 because there's an hour lunch.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. You know why?
Why?
Well...
We're going to hang out those...
Well, it's Yuri's Night that weekend. And then the following weekend, we're going to AwesomeCon.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Everything is awesome.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. An AwesomeCon.
Yeah, AwesomeCon.
Everything's awesome at AwesomeCon.
Everybody from like every facet of nerddom is going to be there. Samwise Gamgee is going to be there.
Sean Astin, yeah.
Yeah. Billy Piper is going to be there.
Yay! Yeah, Billy Piper, yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Lay you down. Fine.
Yeah, now that just happened. Hermes from Futurama is going to be there.
Hermes going to be a
Phil Lamar.
Yep. Phil Lamar is going to be there. Maurice LaMarche is going to be there. Rob Paulson is going to be there.
What? I didn't. Dude.
Jim Cummings is going to be there.
Did you throw out requests for all those people?
Of course I did. Who are you talking to here?
Get the fuck out of here.
The PR director. That's who I'm talking
to.
I didn't know.
PR of Castaway Studios, Tom Kakmus.
Dude, I haven't even gotten to the good ones yet. Kevin Sorbo is going to be there.
Kevin Sorbo.
Hercules is the legendary journeys. The look on Sean's face right now.
That guy?
Yep.
Yes, Cole.
Cole
the Conqueror is going to be there.
Lloyd the Conqueror. No.
Kroll, motherfucker.
No, anyway, what?
That's awesome. Yeah. Like, especially if we get an interview Maurice LaMarche or Rob Paulson.
Yeah.
You know, Donatello or Pinky or The Brain.
The Brain or Orson Welles.
Rob Paulson was...
a British Cockney guy and Orson Welles.
Oh. No, oh, that'd be great.
Which started off as a bit. We started off as a bit when they were messing around the voice studio.
Yeah,
I listened to that Nerdish podcast. It was awesome.
It's so good. No, but there's some other ones there that I'm excited about. David Yost and Walter Johnson are gonna be there.
Yeah.
The Blue Ranger and the Black Ranger.
Yeah.
Brian just had a. Brian
looked
he just had a moment. Is this Christmas? It sounds like Christmas. Oh my god, it's cool.
Yep. He looked like he just got like a Death Star ice cube tray for Christmas.
Yeah, like
it's like I can really make ice.
Like a bunch, yeah, like a bunch of people from The Walking Dead are gonna be there.
Oh, I'm my god!
Trying to think of who else is gonna be. I'm like, I feel like I'm leaving somebody out.
Fuck you, take.
Everybody. Yeah. We'll just say everybody in nerddom is gonna be there.
Yeah,
we might as well. Because like, who isn't there?
Can you sign my power move for blue and red?
But seriously, Sean, like Samwise Gamgee.
Yeah, I would.
Sam.
I would,
yeah. Sam.
Yeah.
Mr. Frodo.
Sam.
Mr. Frodo.
Sam talking to a microphone. Sam.
Sam. Oh, Mr. Frodo.
Hey, stop. Hey, just go, no. Stop. I know exactly where you're going with that. Just no.
We're not going gay, Sam. That's your prerogative.
Stop.
Not staying like the funnest way in the South Valley.
Not at all.
I wish to sell someone an adventure.
For those who kind of derped out there in a moment, yeah, check that Oral Knots video.
And it's funny. YouTube. The reason I bring this up, Sean, is I don't know if you got the email about this, but a few days ago we got our press credentials.
All right.
And you were one of the lucky few who gets one.
All right, all right. I'll bring it full circle, baby. Yeah, we're gonna bring it back to McConaughey. I talk about Awesome Con and how. People at Castwave Studios, you know, got some press badges. That's
right.
Great. Yeah, I just walk up to somebody and be like, "Hey, I'd like to interview you."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right.
All right. All right.
I don't know what the hell this McConaughey trend is.
I don't know.
People impersonating McConaughey, or
it's because he got Best Actor, I think.
Did he?
Oscars. Yeah.
It's because of the McConaissance, dude.
McConaissance.
Because of the McConaissance.
What's a McConaissance? Is that a sauce? Like hollandaise?
Is that a sauce?
Ever since he won the Oscar, there's been a McConaissance, all right? Everybody's taking their shorts off and going, all right, all right.
Everybody's going to take their shorts off, man. It's one time or another. You got to let it hang out.
Got to let it loose.
Got to let it loose. Yeah.
Got
to let it sway from side to side through the tree breeze.
I think if I brought you down to Brownsville, Texas, where I'm from, we could take our shirts off. Go hunt for honey.
We're going to do this McConaughey sound summer with a Castaway Studios Amazon plug. Right?
All right, all right.
All right, all right. You go to castawaystudios.com/Amazon. You're going to buy one of my movies, like Failure to Launch.
Or Sahara.
Or Sahara.
Or Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused.
Or The Lincoln Lawyer.
The Lincoln Lawyer.
Or We Are Marshall.
That is great. That's a great movie. I love it. Love it very much.
I see. Like, are we going to keep doing this?
Maybe.
No. We'll switch characters. Okay, we're going to stop that now because my voice starts to get raspy.
Okay, Brando.
Who?
Brando.
Brando.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you about the CastwayStudios.com. It's a place to have some, you know, buy some fish for my boy.
I love it. They can't understand a single word that he's saying.
I'm bumbling.
Anyway.
One of the few joys in life is seeing your Brando, sir. Seriously, it is just fucking... top notch.
You watch. It's the only time in my life I'm actually gonna see. I've seen both Wes Johnson and John St. John just like crying, laughing, and pointing at Sean. It's like, oh my god, he even looks like Brando. It is creepy when Sean does it. It's,
I look, look, it's oh, cast my clown. Oh, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse.
Anyway, so yes, you can go to Amazon. You can go to www.castwaystudios.com/Amazon.
And
you can buy Matthew McConaughey movies. You could buy Marlon Brando movies.
Yeah.
You could buy so many different things. And we get a little cut of the proceeds just to make the lights keep on.
Or you can have, Jeff Goldblum movies.
Oh.
Movies. Yeah. Jeff
movies?
Goldblum movies.
Movies? Movies? Anyway, all right. I think we got to wrap this up.
I think before the listeners just look, I'm done with this. I'm done.
I'm surprised that they haven't clicked off at this point.
Yeah, yeah. There's like, there's a reason you guys took a break.
A little bit. We're running out of shit to talk about. Oh, God. All right, well,
I'm signing off with a Jewish lady voice. This has been Juan Holmes.
I'm calling Colin
Kakamis.
And Brian Massey.
Outro.
You're boldly going nowhere. Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com.
Today's episode, Brian. Shit.